help you. Amen? So let's go to the Word right now. If you would turn to Psalm 37 and verse 23 in the King James Version of the Bible. And this is a simple verse. And we're going to preach off of this verse. And I'm going to try to go in depth off of this verse. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. And I'm going to preach a message tonight on divine appointments, things that happen that God orders up in your life. You know, the Word also says in Proverbs, let's see, in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, I'm going to look at that verse 11 in the New Living Translation of the Bible. I'm going to set this up. And this is what the writer, I believe, was Solomon said. He said, I have observed something else under the sun. The fastest runner doesn't always win the race. And the strongest warrior doesn't always win the battle. The wise sometimes go hungry, and the skillful are not necessarily wealthy. And those who are educated don't always lead successful lives. It is all decided by chance, by being in the right place at the right time. Now, I don't believe in every part of that verse, but I believe this here, where it's the first verse that we read, the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. The steps of the born-again believer, they are ordered by God. And the closer that you can stay to the will of God by walking in worship with God, the better off you're going to be, and the less you're going to end up at the wrong place at the wrong time. You can end up at the right place at the right time, and you can end up at the wrong place at the wrong time. I've seen it happen. Case in point, a young 15-year-old boy in 2023 was just driving down the road between Scranton and Subiaco, and a truck overfell. Just killed him. Now, I'm not judging him, but I would. How many of you would give me this? He was at the wrong place at the wrong time. And I don't want to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. And I'm going to try to share with you in just a few minutes how that all works, what we can say about it. But divine appointments happen all the time in God's children. And next place, let's look in Acts chapter 8, verses 26 through 39 in the New Living Translation of the Bible, fellas, if you can get me there. For as for Philip, an angel of the Lord said unto him, he was a deacon, he was also a man of God, he was an evangelist, go south down the desert road that runs from Jerusalem to Gaza. So he started out, and he met the treasurer of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under the Candake, the queen of Ethiopia. The eunuch had gone to Jerusalem to worship, and he was now returning. Seated in his carriage, he was reading aloud from the book of the prophet Isaiah. And the Holy Spirit said to Philip, go over and walk along beside the carriage. Philip ran over and heard the man reading from the prophet Isaiah. And Philip asked him, do you understand what you're reading? And can you give me was there some more of that that I had for you? I think I had it down to 39. And the man replied, how can I understand unless somebody instructs me? And he urged Philip to come up into the carriage and sit with him. Now, when Philip woke up that morning, and when that eunuch woke up that morning, neither one of them knew that they were going to hook up and meet and talk, but God did. And that happens to me all the time. And I'm going to give you an example in just a moment. But so the passage of Scripture he had been reading was this. He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb is silent before his shearers, He did not open his mouth. He was humiliated and received no justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth. The eunuch asked Philip, tell me, was the prophet talking about himself or someone else? So beginning with this same scripture, Philip told him the good news about Jesus. And as they rode along, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, look, here's water. Why can't I be baptized? And he was baptized. He was born again. He was saved. And that was a divine appointment. That was something that happened. And in your lives, people that are believers, people that are seeking God, people that want to be led by the Spirit, you're going to find yourself more and more in life just being led along into things that I'm going to describe one of them to you right now. Sam and I were in the Dairy Delight the other day, and we were talking to a young fella. And as we talked, he just was carefree and everything. And that night, his wife died. And it was just something that happened, something terrible that had happened. And a day or two went by. I think it was about the day after Christmas or something like that. I was over at the 22 food store, and I was getting some fuel. And one of the things I like about filling up at the 22 food store is that I can always get my receipt right there, and I don't have to go in. I don't have to have any problems with it. But I tried to get my receipt, and the receipt wouldn't come out. It said, see the attendant on the inside. And I thought to myself, well, that never happens, Father. What, you know? But I went into the store, and I got the receipt. I said, I don't have this problem here. Usually, I can just get my receipt at the pump. And she said, I know. I don't know what's wrong. I don't know what happened. I said, it's no big deal. Merry Christmas, blah, blah. And as I was walking out of the 22 food store, and there was a man coming in, and we met right at that threshold, and it was a man that had just lost his wife, and I began to minister to him. And I said, I am so sorry. I'm so sorry for what I heard had happened to you. And I said, can I pray with you right now? And he was open, and he teared up, and we began to pray. And by the time I got back to my car, I had no thoughts about seeing him that morning. It was before the sun had come up, but God had ordained that and made it where I would meet him, where I could speak to him and have a word of encouragement for him. We want to be used every day. I pray every day for somebody, at least one person. I enjoy praying. It's a way to minister faith to people. So that's what I mean by a divine appointment. And if you think about it, there's been things happen to you. You woke up in the morning and didn't realize it. All of a sudden, you ran into somebody that you didn't know you were going to run into. And it was a blessing. It was a good thing. Amen? That's what I'm speaking about right now. That's what I'm trying to talk about. So we looked at Ecclesiastes 9:11. Let's look there again in the New Living Translation. I have observed something else under the sun. The fastest runner doesn't always win the race, and the strongest warrior doesn't always win the battle. The wise sometimes go hungry, and the skillful are not necessarily wealthy, and those who are educated don't always lead successful lives. It is all decided by chance, by being in the right place at the right time. And as I said last time, you can be at the right place at the right time. And if you're not careful where you go and start your day committed to the Lord. We prayed this morning, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. If it's my day to die, so be it, Father. I'm not worried about death. If it's my day to die, it's just my day to die. And if it's not, Father, just that's up to you. I just want what you want. What I found by living like that, by trusting God and telling him that, that you trust him, you commit yourself to him. You commit yourself to his will. And you make it very clear, like Jesus, that's the last words Jesus said on the cross. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. When you pray like that, and you mean it, and you pray it every day, you get in a groove. You get in a better groove. And I have been spared some terrible things in life, and I can tell you this here. I haven't been spared those things by being the best person in the world, just being a person. And you know what I'm sure of? God will forgive us. Before this service is over, we're going to ask God to forgive us, aren't we? If we're going to look at our lives, the word says, let a person examine their life and then take communion. And if we've done things that we shouldn't, and the Holy Spirit's showing that to you, if we confess our faults, 1 John 1:9, if we confess our faults, he is faithful and he has a legal right to forgive us our faults and to cleanse us from our faults. If we don't do anything about it, and you think, well, if I don't talk about it, maybe God will forget about it. Well, that doesn't really work. The thing is to do is to have regular times when you confess, Lord, I've sinned. I've made a mistake. I've done wrong. God will not hurt you for that. Like I've said, God doesn't, and you have to grasp this, because I hear so many things from coming out of people's mouths that evidently have never read the Bible. And I can tell you this here. God loves you, and he's going to help you if you want to let him help you. He will help you. He absolutely and totally will help you. And, you know, the more that I have committed myself to the Lord, and I try to give the Lord more of myself every day, I have great intervals of great things happen. Does ever anything ever go wrong? Well, yes, just like everybody else. And a lot of them, things go wrong because I've done something the wrong way, or I didn't catch God, I didn't listen to what God was doing, what God was saying. Believe this here. In your life, let me just ask you this. How many of you have had an experience, and you can remember it, where you feel like God was in that? That was some kind of a divine appointment. Yeah, I see your hands going up. Yeah, that was God. And you can live like that all the time. If you get close to God, you can absolutely and totally live that way. How do I get to where I'm at the right place at the right time? How many of you would agree that's what we want? We want to be at the right place at the right time. And I'm not saying that you can just blatantly do whatever you want, sin and you. God is, you know what? He said many in that day will say, Lord, didn't we do this and didn't we do that? And the Lord will say to them, depart from me. I never knew you. He didn't say you sin too much. He said, I didn't know you. See, there's a difference. And the Satan wants you to concentrate on your faults and on your sins. Satan will talk you into doing something real dumb, and then he'll condemn you for it, like, now you're in trouble. God ain't, you know, there's no sense in you going to church. You ain't going to get anything from. See, that's a lie. That's a lie. And you have to realize what is a lie and what is the truth. Usually when I say it three times in a row. God is not so interested in what you did yesterday. He's interested in what you're going to do today to make tomorrow better. See, you know what? He knew when he saved you that you weren't going to stop sinning. He knew, though, that he was going to be able to give you a forgiver in your life. That's his son, Jesus, your high priest. He knew that. So that you could explore other things about the Lord. The Lord is more interested in what will you believe him for. You know, here comes a blind man up to Jesus. They're carrying him and pushing him. And he finally puts his hand on Jesus. And he says, oh, Jesus, pray for me. And Jesus says to him, what do you want? You know, in just a moment, you're going to have an opportunity to say what you want, and it's important. It's important that you say it. Hebrews 4:16 says, let us enter boldly into the throne room of grace that we can find answered prayer. It's important that you don't forget to ask God. See, Satan wants you to argue, to concentrate on how you're not worthy. And God wants you to concentrate on the fact, this fact here, that he wants to bless you. And I don't know many parents that would take food away from their kids for 3 or 4 or 5 days. I don't know very many. I've never met that many people in my life like that. I don't know if I've ever met any. It's a natural love that kids have, that the parents have for their children, especially the mothers. Well, it's the same with the Lord. The word says, taste of the Lord and see that he's good. It does not say, taste of the Lord and see that he is judgmental, because he's not. In fact, in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, where the biggest talk on communion is, it says, let a man examine himself and then take communion. It says, because if we would judge ourselves, then God wouldn't have to. But when God does, he corrects us. He chastises us so we won't be lost. But he would, you know what? It's far better. In just a moment, you're going to have an opportunity to judge your own life. If there's anything that shouldn't be in there right now, confess it to the Lord. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. How do we keep from being at the wrong place at the wrong time? Mike, if you would, please give us Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. We quote this regularly at this church. It's that important for each of our lives. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. In all your ways, or seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, children. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge God, and he will direct your paths. Listen, I've believed that since 1971. Many of you weren't even born in 1971. And I'm telling you, I've been young, and now I'm on Social Security. I'm not going to say I'm old, but I have never seen the righteous forsaken. Never in my life. That's what's kept me here and other churches before I came here. I went to church. I did what I knew I was supposed to do. I read my Bible. I began to understand that there were certain irrevocable promises in the Word of God. About 8,000 for planet Earth. And if anybody would take them and believe them and grab them inside of them and meditate on them and speak those promises out as a child of God, God will answer your prayer. How much of the time? All the time. You might not like his answer on some things. I don't know. I didn't like his answer on everything. But he's answered every one of my prayers since 1971. I read that Bible when I first got saved so much my Bible began to read me and locate where I was. And I realized how lost I had been and how wrong I had been and what a great invitation he had given me to be one of his sons. I wake up every morning, and before I'm anything else, I'm a friend, a neighbor, a parent, a husband, an enemy. But before I'm anything, I'm a son of God. And if you're born again in this room, you're a child of God. And you know what? Jesus Christ, don't leave earth without him. You can leave without a lot of things. And sometimes things don't go the way we'd like to go, but if you've got Jesus, you got what he put you here for. And in the next life, he'll take care of all of that. In fact, at the end of the Bible, he said, I want you to know There's not going to be any pain where I'm bringing you. He said, I want everyone to know. And I'm going to wipe away all of your tears. Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will trust in the name of the Lord our God. That was Moses' sister Miriam who sang that after they went across the Red Sea and the Pharaoh and his army tried to follow him and the water just drowned all of them and they got across on dry land. I want you to know God fully intends in this life and in the next life, the life to come, that you cross over many, many times on dry land and that you're blessed. And I couldn't make it any clearer. How do we end up at the right place at the right time? Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. See, half consorted, half attempted isn't going to work. When you throw yourself on God and his promises, when you have periods of time where you get on your knees and say, I'm not getting up until I hear from you, that's how you get through. This life is real. It's worth living. And it is a blessed life. Now, I want to just give you a moment to come to this altar or make yourself an altar. It doesn't matter to me. But examine your hearts, like it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and be honest with yourself and with God and get ready to receive something from God.